The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. They're your financial consultants. Glad to have you with us on the show today. And let me put the phone number out there. This is so important to tell you this number a lot of times because, nothing happens until you make that phone call. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, then call this number and you can get in, you can make an appointment, you can come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. There's absolutely no cost and no obligation. I thought maybe today we could talk about the greatest generation. And guys, I don't know about you, but I have always had the ultimate respect for the greatest generation as they've come to be known. These are the folks who are certainly older now, but they lived through the Great Depression as children and teenagers. They probably fought in World War II and brought up families during the 50s and 60s. They experienced some really interesting times. They also embodied a lot of positive financial values that we can all learn from and incorporate into our retirement planning these days. The one thing that I recall from talking to folks who were part of the greatest generation is saving is not a sprint. They really think a lot about saving, and they know that it's a gradual process. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, anything like that. What's been your experiences with members of the greatest generation?
Yeah, well, let me start. I'm going to give you just a little bit of background because it was obviously a great time in American history, and it led to a lot of great, just public, common good type of things for our country. Now, Rob Davis, my partner here, so you know, has recently lost both of his grandfathers, both of which had a real unique history of World War II, and Rob was raised in a little town south here called St. Henry that is basically a little farming community, but they're known for their football team. They've had quite a few athletes that have gone on to, like, Ohio State and had really good football careers, but it is a typical conservative, people-oriented type of little town that we've got here in Ohio, and you know, from Rob's grandfathers and grandparents, you know, all together in his little town upbringing, I think he really brings unique value of that type of common sense financial philosophy to play for us at Creative Financial Partners and also for the clients that he works with every day.
Well, what do you think about that, Rob? I know that you'd like to chime in on this as well.
Yeah, I sure would. I, the greatest generation, like Tim said, is pretty important to me. You know, losing one grandfather a couple of years ago and another grandfather just a couple of months ago, both of which were members of the greatest generation. And a couple of months ago at my grandpa's funeral, I was honored enough to do the eulogy and did a little digging. And these guys, this generation, you know, historic is probably an understatement. You know, you look at the lives that they lived, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, being born into the Great Depression and literally growing up with nothing. I mean, nothing like we have today. And, you know, so they survived that, they made it through that, and then all of a sudden, it's World War II, and they go from the Great Depression overseas, many of them fighting for the country and in the war, and luckily both of my grandparents were some of the few that came back, and so, you know, really blessed to be able to work with these folks. The saving is not a sprint idea that you mentioned just goes along with a lot of their other traits. You know, they were not going for the get-rich-quick scheme. They were not going for the, 45% a year return. They were going for steady, stable, predictable things, and they saved. They spent less than they made, which a lot of times in our society now, it's the, opposite way, and just understood the value of good hard work and dedication and doing the right things and not needing to be called a hero. But, you know, these guys and women were certainly heroes.
Rob, I know what you mean about delivering the eulogy. I did not too long ago. ago for my father-in-law. And first of all, it's a really hard thing to do. But second of all, as you mentioned, it is quite an honor. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
You must have had a great relationship with him. Another thing, members of the Greatest Generation really avoid debt like the plague. They don't like owing anybody for anything.
Yeah. I remember the one thing I remember more than one of the best memories of my grandpa was I was lucky enough to take him on an honor flight mission to Washington, D.C. for the day. And this was something where it didn't cost him anything. As a supporter, I made a donation and I kind of paid my way, plus some for some other folks. But, you know, the veterans weren't supposed to have to pay for anything. And, of course, my grandpa shows up with, you know, $1,000 in his wallet because he's worried about owing somebody for the plane trip or the food or this or that. And those guys did not want to have anything hanging over their heads. They didn't want to owe anybody any money. And they thought it was their responsibility and it was their job to pay their own way. And they did it their whole life. And so they've carried that value with them. You know, when the members of the Greatest Generation kind of came home from the war and they were in, you know, the 50s and the 60s when they were building families and building homes and that sort of thing. And the interest rates, although we say they're historic lows, they weren't that much different then. You know, we're talking prime rates of 3 or 4%. So those guys saved and invested in economic environments that aren't all that different than what we're in today. So it's kind of interesting to make the comparisons between our generation and their generation financially, even though that generation certainly saved and saved a lot more and spent a lot less than we tend to do.
Tim, what's been your experience in working with members of the Greatest Generation as far as their feelings on debt?
They absolutely hate it, and it is a culture that they let us inherit, and it was a culture of honor. And for them, owing someone else was against their personal code, was against that personal honor. And so to go against that was just something that they were never comfortable doing. And so to that they would avoid debt at all costs. And I wish that was more of a lesson that people would use now, because we run into an awful lot of people that are very comfortable with debt, way too comfortable with debt. People that are my age, and you know, my kids are raised and grown and out, and some of my peers have got huge amounts of debt still because they never really were able to have that kind of honor and anti-debt philosophy instilled within them. And it's something that we really have got to fight a lot against. Sometimes when we first talk to people, it takes us a couple years to get them unscrewed up before we can get them moving in the right direction. So the people that come in where they're already out of debt are so far ahead of the pack that the people that do have a lot of debt that are hanging on to it are just never going to catch up.
Well, we can definitely learn a lot from the folks in the Greatest Generation, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But I wanted to tell everybody the phone number so you can get in touch with Rob Davis and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners and all the folks there, financial consultants. They can help you, and all you got to do is call this number, leave your contact information, and then come in and have a conversation. It's not going to cost you anything. There's no obligation whatsoever. You may become a client, maybe not. The number is 800-373-9700. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are, that, of course, is a free call, 1-800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We are talking about the Greatest Generation, and one of the values that all of those people hold dearly is live within your means. And I know that they tried to pass that along to their children and their grandchildren.
Yeah, that was a major value for these the men and women of the Greatest Generation. They, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, they just didn't grow up with much. They didn't have the excesses, if you will, that, you know, we were accustomed to, and even sometimes our parents were accustomed to. And so, you know, growing up with nothing, they didn't need a lot. You know, they needed the real things in life. They needed family. They needed friends. They needed a home. And they didn't need all the fancy stuff, I guess, that we have now. So they always took care to live within their means and not overstretch themselves or or get themselves into trouble just because of how they grew up. And, you know, the members of the greatest generation that are still living, you know, still have that mentality, and they still think it's very important to live within their means, and they always want to have more than they need. And so sometimes when we're working with them, we can sit down and say, gosh, you've got, you know, all this money in the bank. What are you going to do with it? And the response is, well, I just like to have it there. And so that's one of the things we like to work through with people and help folks out in that generation and just understand where they came from. A lot of those folks need the little higher comfort factor of some extra money in the bank just to make them feel safe and secure.
Yeah, do you think it's the same with like the younger generation, that same kind of philosophy?
Not nearly as much. You know, we've kind of grown up into an economy and a society that's really consumer-based, which, you know, might be great for the stock market on some level. But for personal finances, it's really difficult for folks right now because, you know, everyone kind of looks around and sees their neighbors or their friends having this or going here or doing that. And everyone kind of feeds into the consumerism that everyone needs to keep up with the Joneses, if you will, or, you know, spend more than they have. So that's been lost a little bit, I think, over the last couple of decades.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that, Rob. I tell you, I think that people are much more image-oriented now. And with the older generation, it was about being. And with the younger generation, it's more about seeming. And so that image becomes very important. And people are very open to getting into debt and to they get into these schemes that are like get-rich-quick type of things. And that is all driven towards that image of trying to, you know, look valuable in front of their peers. And the confidence that was there once upon a time of, hey, I'm good because I am, and that I'm solid enough. If I take care of my family and I take care of myself, and that is doing good enough. And they wanted to take care of their family and others if they could. And now I think a lot of the philosophy has switched over to people wanting to be taken care of by others, and that sense of entitlement has come out quite a bit. And where the older generation really wanted to avoid all those types of encumbrances, the younger generation, I think, is much more open to bringing it on, and I don't think that's a very healthy thing.
Tim and Rob, you know, we could talk about the greatest generation all day because there's such wonderful folks and wonderful traditions and habits and everything else, but I know that a lot of people are listening to the show today and thinking, gee, I can really identify with a lot of what they're saying, and I'd also like to learn some of those things. What do you have to offer those folks who call in to the office to make an appointment?
Yeah, we'd like to have that conversation because the reality to it is that the things that it takes to get ahead financially are universal and they're everlasting. They're the same now as they always have been, and they're things that are teachable. And so if you can come in and sit with us for a little bit, we can really walk through that process. I guarantee you are not going to feel that you need to sacrifice or that you need to do things that are extraordinary. They're very simple, common sense steps, but we can help you on the path to doing that. And I think that you'll be really surprised by how quick that progress can come along. To do that, though, we need you to make the phone call so we can actually have an appointment and sit down and get to know you and your situation a little bit. And from there, we can put a plan together to help you move forward.
Here's the number to call if you'd like to get in touch and make an appointment and make that happen. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, come in, and have a conversation about your situation. You can also find out more about Creative Financial Partners by going to the website cfpohio.com. That's cfpohio.com. Creative Financial Partners. Again, that Financial Symphony number is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz talking with Tim Croak and Rob Davis on today's show, and there's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
time to get connected with the Musical Connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, and we always tie music together with your money, your financial planning for your retirement. And today we have an interesting topic, Mark, and that is Hotel California. One of my favorites, and I'm sure it's one of yours too.
Oh, absolutely. The Eagles, man, that was some great music they put out during that time.
And one of the most awesome albums. And, you know, there's been so much speculation over the years about the meaning of the lyrics to Hotel California. Many of those wild interpretations, some of which make more sense than others. Don Henley has been asked about it. Of course, he was the lead singer on it. His explanation is sometimes really boring, but the fact that his explanation constantly changes has added a lot of fuel to the conspiracy theory that is not really saying what it's actually about.
You know, Don Henley, if you have interviews with him, he really doesn't have, you know, a very charismatic personality.
No, no. He's not the warmest.
No, and he's always frowning when he sings. You notice that, too?
Yeah, I do. And to have such an amazing voice and to be such a great songwriter and everything. Another time he said it was something about the uneasy balance between art and commerce. And I don't believe that for a minute, you know.
No.
In another interview, he said it was about the dark underbelly of the American dream. Come on, give me a break. I got one thing I wanted to ask you about. We're all just prisoners here of our own device. What do you think they meant when they sang that?
I don't have a clue.
All right, here's another one for you. Relax.
Here you go. Yeah. Maybe it's a situation where prisoners, you know, a lot of times you hear about bands when they're in the music industry, they're controlled by, you know, the record company. They're controlled by their managers. They're told where to go, how, when to be there, you know, how much they're going to make. And a lot of times they're being ripped off. And maybe it was just, you know, it was kind of like what we talked about like last month, you know, when we talked about Prince. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a situation where they're very disgruntled musicians over the system. The way the system works.
Yep.
That's what I get out from it.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we're talking about music. We're talking about Hotel California specifically. And you know, Mark, I've always subscribed to the theory that, you know, people try to assess all these lyrics and try to dedicate some kind of deep, meaningful thing to them, some deep, meaningful message. I think sometimes they're just looking for something that rhymes. You know, it can be as simple as that.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the Beatles are a prime example of that. When you listen to some of the lyrics that they made, I mean, it was all about rhyming. I mean, you know, they may have some dark meaning about it, but in a lot of cases, I mean, they'd have to have, their mind would have to be pretty messed up. Or maybe it was chemically messed up. But maybe Don Henley's was chemically messed up.
Yep, wouldn't doubt it. Relax, said the night man. We are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, Mark Lloyd.
I mean, it's pretty cool lyrics.
Yeah. What does all that mean, and how can we tie it into some kind of a financial lesson for today?
Well, the financial world has its own language, too. You know, the music industry and lyrics and songs have its own language. So does the financial world. You know, especially us who have been through finance, and you know, we could be easily using these terms when we meet with our folks or meet with our, you know, our listeners. Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing that we try to do all the time is keep things simple. Explain the financial system or explain their accounts, explain the investing in a simple way. You know, so we try to stay away from some of these terms that are part of our industry. Even though they have a purpose, we try to explain it in a different way. You know, we have terms in our industry such as alpha and beta, standard deviation, R squared, sharp ratio. Don't go to sleep on me, Ron. Don't go to sleep on me.
What in the world does all that mean?
It's all mumbo jumbo, right?
Yeah, really?
So you know what I call it? The big roller coaster versus the little roller coaster. That's something you can understand, right?
Exactly.
So we know that when we're talking about standard deviation, I study standard deviation very closely. I look at the standard deviation of every client we have. And what that is, it's the risk. It's almost like a risk score. And I look at the risk of the portfolio when they first meet with me, and I see if that matches how they feel. So we ask questions on our first meeting, such as, you know, how much money are you willing for your account to go down before you get heartburn or start to lose sleep over it? In a lot of cases, the answer to that is, well, I don't want to go down in, I don't want to go down any. Yeah. Well, that's not realistic. If you are in the stock market, you're going to have a positive day and a negative day. It's going to go down some. How much can it go down before you really start to panic or get worried? And sometimes after we really ask that question where you, you know, pretty much have to make a decision and answer it, sometimes I'll get answers like 5%, 10%. You know, some investors who are in it for long term and are cool with the volatility may come and say 15 and 20%. But here's the problem. I'll go look at the standard deviation, and the standard deviation, the risk score, is a whole lot higher than that. And when I sit there and say, okay, I did a stress test on your portfolio, and, you know, if we have another, you know, a recession like we had in 2008, do you know that you have a 35% risk, 40% downside risk?
Wow.
And you could just see, you could just, you know, that's what we get. We get a wow. And you could just see their jaws drop. And here's the thing about it is, most of the time, we crunch the numbers, and they don't have to have that kind of risk. They don't have to have all that. So, you know, when we explain it in such a simple way that people can understand exactly where they're at. And more importantly, we can explain a solution and show them, just tweak a little bit here, tweak a little bit there, fix this, look at this, you know, modify this, amend this. And we can literally get that to a point where we don't have to worry about all that downside risk. Take that minus 30% downturn, so instead of a $1 million account being worth $700,000, take it to maybe 10% downturn. And that's just still enough risk to grow the money consistently so that when you retire, you got plenty of money to live comfortably for the rest of your life. So I got to ask you, if you're listening out there, do you really know what your risk tolerance is? Has your financial advisor just inundated you with terms like alpha, beta, standard deviation, R-squared, all these technical terms, and you just feel like your head's swimming, and you're like, I really don't understand how I'm invested or what the risk is. I don't have a clue. All I'm doing is I have my fingers crossed. I'm watching my accounts go up. The market's going up. But I know the markets are not going to go up forever, and I just hope that we have something in place that's going to protect me down the road. Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking that that's the way that you're handling your retirement, your financial plan right now, can I just make one suggestion? Just come in and have a complimentary review and just have a stress test performed on your portfolio. And I can promise you, you'll learn something from that. And all you got to do is invest an hour of your time to have that done. I promise you, you'll at least know where you're at. And if you're interested in some tips and some pointers and some, you know, some strategies to help get you where you need to be to get through retirement, we can show you how to do that. But what you've got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call and just set up an appointment and just have the opportunity to have your portfolio reviewed. And we're willing to do that. It won't cost you one red cent. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, this is the show for you if you're concerned about retirement. If you're thinking about retiring in the next few years, maybe it's more imminent. Maybe you're already retired and you might need a little financial tweaking. Make sure you're optimizing all your opportunities. Just come in and have a conversation with these guys at Creative Financial Partners. And the way to make that happen is by calling this number. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, then you can come in and sit down face-to-face and talk about the situation. Assess where you are in your portfolio. Make sure your planning is optimizing all your opportunities. And that's the key, really, is to have a plan. A lot of folks don't even have one. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make that happen. Again, Tim Croak and Rob Davis on the show today, and let's talk about things your advisor should be doing for you. Your advisor should be doing a lot more than just managing your investments. Are they helping you with maybe reviewing your tax returns? A lot of folks work with advisors who never even talk about that.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, you know, now more than ever for a lot of people is the impact of taxes. And we can learn so much from just taking a quick glance at someone's tax return over the last couple of years. You know, we learn a lot about your situation. We learn about income. We learn about a lot of things. And one of the good parts of working with us here at Creative Financial Partners is we have a lot of resources under one roof. You know, we do investment work. We have an attorney. And in this case, with tax returns, we have an accountant that works in the building with us. So, you know, that can take a number of different turns. We can offer you a review of your tax return, and that's something we do almost every single time, especially when we take a new client, because we like to know what's on there. And if you want to work with our tax preparer, that's great. You don't have to, but we've got those tools at our disposal pretty quickly. You know, your advisor really should be looking at that tax return to make sure, you know, you're not missing out on anything, or making sure you're not paying more taxes than you need to be paying. And a few tweaks in the portfolio sometimes can make a huge difference in how many dollars in taxes you pay at the end of the year. So if taxes are a concern, and they are with most people, that's one of the things we want to make sure we include in our money map process, which is our comprehensive planning process. And taxes are a big part of that. And tax returns are where it starts when we start to evaluate that.
You know, there's so many people out there, and we talk about this on the show all the time, who have no idea what kind of fees they're paying. And one thing that your advisor should be doing for you, and I know you guys do that all the time, is evaluating the fees and costs in your investments. You got to be on top of all that.
You really do. And I tell you, I don't know of anyone out there who does things more economically than we do. We really are very cognizant of the fee structure, and we have that really very low to make sure that we can maximize the return for you. And as Rob was saying, you know, there's a big difference between tax planning and just tax preparing, or between the financial planning process and product selling. And so with fees, you want to know what kind of fees you're paying, the first step, and also are those fees justifiable, and are you getting gouged a little bit, and is your investment portfolio really being managed? And you owe it to yourself to have the answers for that kind of question.
Also, discussing and planning retirement income. That's a subject that sometimes doesn't come up if you don't have a good financial advisor.
Yeah, I mean, throughout your working life, you're putting money away, you're doing the right things, you're saving for retirement, and, you know, a lot of times folks have invested with someone or with someone for a long, long time, and they are saving for retirement, but the issue of retirement income never really comes up, and that's a big deal, because the sequence of returns is really important. You know, when you're going up the mountain, they don't matter as much. It doesn't matter if you're up 1 year and down 1 year and in between 1 year. When you start to take money out of your portfolio or when you start to need income, it becomes very important. The sequence of returns becomes very important when you're kind of going down the mountain. And that's something that we address with almost all of our clients, especially all of our clients that are kind of in that, you know, 5 to 10 year window before or after retirement, that, you know, the portfolio that you have has to be addressed for retirement income. And that's the most important thing to you when you retire, is a steady, dependable and growing stream of income. And so we take that very seriously. And if you're, you know, working with someone and you're kind of in a good discussion with them about how you plan on taking income out of your portfolio, you know, you definitely need to have that discussion, and we'd be happy to talk to you and have that discussion with you, or at least, you know, sit down with you and let you know kind of how we work, what our planning process is, and how retirement income is a part of that plan.
That is the voice of Rob Davis. He and Tim Croak are the stars of today's show from Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony, and the number to call if you'd like to get in touch, come in and have a conversation face-to-face, is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, they have offices in Perrysburg. If you're in Toledo, it doesn't matter where you are, come on in and have a conversation. Again, 800-373-9715 is the number where you can make it happen. Clarifying the target and goal of each of your invested dollars. That's something that your advisor should be talking with you and advising you about.
Absolutely. And the process should be one that is ongoing. There is nothing that we do that is a set it and forget it type of thing. With anything, whether it's in the accumulation phase or the distribution phase, there are adjustments that need to be made based on what your needs and wants are and also what those market conditions are. And a lot of people don't do that. You know, they just want to, hey, get your money invested and then leave it alone. Hey, it's going to be in good shape. And you never want to assume that. You've got to make sure that your money is allocated correctly. You've got to also make sure that the investments that you're using in that allocation are the best investments that are available. And on that distribution side, you've got to make sure that the money that you're getting is being taken from places that are profitable to take those distributions. If the stock market is way down, for example, you do not want to have distributions coming out of there. You want to take it from other places. And so it is not something you can attack being blind to those kind of issues. It takes a lot of discussion, and it really takes some advanced planning with someone that's got their finger on the trigger for you a little bit and can walk through those type of things. And it's not something that you need to pay attention to every single day, but you do need to do it on a regular basis.
Also, reviewing your family goals and legacy plans, something that is important to most folks that you guys work with. And, you know, legacy is, leaving a legacy is more important to some people than others, but all of that is so important to optimize your opportunities and make sure you don't make any mistakes. And I know that you take a lot of pride in keeping people up to date on that sort of thing.
Yeah, we sure do. One of the, you know, as you settle, it's different for everyone. And this is one thing that's really different for everyone. You know, I've got clients that tell me that they want their last check to be to the undertaker and they want it to bounce. They don't want to have anything left when they're done and gone in this world. And then you've got other folks, you know, I'll have a meeting at 2 o'clock and hear that, and I'll have a meeting at 4 o'clock and there'll be someone in here, same type of situation, but their idea of a legacy is I want to make my kids and grandkids millionaires. And so the thoughts on that are all over the board. The good thing is, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer. And through our money map planning process, you know, we can plan for whatever you want. If you want to make sure that the kids are left with a big estate or plenty of money to live on or buy a house with or go to college for the grandkids with, you know, whatever you want to leave or don't want to leave, that can be accommodated. The issue is, you know, setting the appointment up. Come on in. We can talk through these issues with you along with the other issues that we address in our planning process. And we can make sure the things you're doing and the way your assets are allocated match the plan. And a lot of people don't think about that, and they don't take enough thought in how things are allocated, how things are set up, and they don't really have an idea of what tools and opportunities are out there to achieve their goals. And that's one of the things we're really proud of as an independent organization, is being, you know, being really open platform. We have a lot of tools and a lot of investments that some people have probably have never heard of, and some people probably had never had an experience with, because they might be working with someone with kind of a closed architecture in their business. So please come in, let's have that conversation, and let's start working towards what you want to work towards to.
And Rob has got a very cute little boy too, so his legacy planning is going to be to make little Joe rich, is what my assumption is. They just got back from Disney, and I think, you know, Disney kind of like takes Rob upside down, you know, shakes all the money out of his pocket. So you got anything left?
I have the mouse has most of my money at this point. Yep. So after that trip, yeah.
The mouse has a lot of people's money, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I know that you folks out there listening today, you're listening to the radio show. I'm certain that you're hearing a lot of interesting things on the show. These guys have a lot of accumulated wisdom from working with so many individuals and families in the northwestern Ohio area. They can certainly help you. Let me ask you, Rob and Tim, what can you do for the folks who decide to call in to make that appointment?
Well, certainly we're very good looking, and so you can see us. In fact, go to our website and vote for who's better looking, Tim or Rob, and you can come in, first of all, and see pictures of Joe, okay, and see how cute he is too. But
yeah,
realistically, the story that I want to give you is my daughter is a marathon runner. She's going to run the New York Marathon, and I was with her the other night, and someone was asking her, well, what kind of a time does she want, and is that going to be a pinnacle type of thing for her, or is that the most important run that she's ever had? And her response was really good. She said, the most important run I ever had was the first time I put tennis shoes on and walked out my front door to try to do something. And so it's not where she's at right now. It was the fact that she did something way back when, that she had the initiative to get out and make a positive change in her life. And that's really what it's about. You need to make that call right now and come and see us.
Yeah, go ahead and take the initiative to make the phone call, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. If you haven't already, please write down that number, 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners, the wonderful financial consultants there, Rob Davis, Tim Croak, Dan DeVerna, everybody there at the firm can really help you. And the number one more time to call is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, and you are listening to the Financial Symphony.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DeVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we've come to the part of the show where it's called Getting to Know You, and we want you to get to know Rob Davis and Tim Croak just as much as you possibly can during a one-hour radio show. So I want to ask you guys a question. What was the very first presidential election that you voted in?
I'll go first because I'm one of the younger guys, if you will, around this office. But the first presidential election that I voted in was a Bill Clinton election. He was up against Bob Dole, and if anyone remembers, Ross Perot, he was also in that election. So a little bit of a historic, you know, I think Ross Perot only ended up getting, 7 or 8% of the vote or something like that, but had an outside candidate that year, and that was the first year that I was voting in the presidential election.
Okay, well, that's a good memory. And I remember Ross Perot quite well. He made it interesting. Not as interesting as this year's election, but interesting nonetheless.
Not even as close. We thought Ross Perot was interesting. We didn't know what was coming down the road here.
That's exactly right. All right, well, hey, chime in. Tell me what you remember about that.
Let me tell you this. It's not just that it is more interesting now than ever. It is weirder now than ever. Since that election that Rob was talking about, I wonder how many times I have thought to myself, oh my God, was Ross Perot right?
Really?
On so many things. And I wish that I kind of would have voted for him in that election. And I mean, Rob always votes Republican, so his vote doesn't really count.
You know? Oh, okay. So, now we're talking politics. This is a good subject.
Yeah, but I like Ross Perot. My first election was actually 1980, the Carter-Reagan election, when Carter was one of the few sitting presidents that was actually ousted. And if you recall, those were the days of the Iran hostage crisis, and interest rates were like at 18%, and we had a fuel crisis. We couldn't get like gas for our cars and stuff like that. And so it was a time of major league upheaval. And even during all that time, Carter and Reagan were still pretty civil about their whole debate process, even though they disagreed. But things have really degenerated now into, I don't even know what kind of chaos you'd call this.
Yeah, at least back then people were civil to each other and seemed to have mutual respect, even if they didn't agree politically. But these days, it's a different ballgame altogether. Hey, thanks a lot, Tim, and thank you, Rob. Those are good memories. And that is our Getting to Know You segment today on the Financial Symphony. Stay with us. There's a lot more talk about money on the way.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request Line.
Listening to the Financial Symphony, Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, and this is the show where you can get ready for your retirement. Got lots of good advice for you here on the radio, and Mark Lloyd, we have a great question that came in on the request line from David, and David says, what is socially responsible investing, and is it effective?
Okay, well, that's a great question, David, and you know, what we find sometimes is that there are some folks, when it comes to their investments, especially those that are faith-based, that are looking for at a portfolio that is also faith-based. Maybe they don't want tobacco into their portfolio. Maybe they want to make sure things are green. I mean, if they really are passionate about the environment, we want to make sure that the holdings inside of there are green. I mean, here's the great news about putting a portfolio together. And I always tell my folks who come in that portfolios can be custom designed to fit not only your situation, but also your comfort level. Comfort level, as we spoke about earlier, could be about risk. It could be about, you know, making sure that our portfolio doesn't go down a lot when the market has a correction. It could be about longevity, to make sure that the portfolio is going to last for as long as we do. That's the biggest fear I hear all the time from our listeners here on the Financial Symphony is, I'm really worried about whether or not I'm going to run out of money. So they're looking for that plan. They're looking for that strategy to make sure that they have income for life, that they're not going to have to worry about running out of money. And I get that. But sometimes I do hear people say that, you know, based on my faith, my religion, I feel like that we want to make sure that there's certain things that, you know, they might call it the sin stocks that aren't in there. And I said, that's great. I mean, we actually have portfolios and models that we've already structured that accommodate that. And again, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes it might be about the environment, about making sure that we have things in there that are, you know, that are good to the environment. We have some green holdings in there. And that's the good news. You don't have to have your investments a certain way to get from, you know, working through retirement, you know, and through, you know, longevity all the way to age 100. You literally can design this to be what makes you feel comfortable. But, you know, if you go at this blind and you have some misgivings right now, maybe you are listening and saying, hey, that's how I feel. I want to make sure that I know exactly what's in that portfolio. And you're buying mutual funds out here today? You don't know what's in there unless you're sitting there going through the prospectus and looking at every holding. I mean, there's thousands of holdings in there, and some of them may not be socially responsible holdings, but they still might be good stocks. And you might be saying, hey, that's not for me. I want really a custom designed model or a custom designed portfolio that makes me feel good about the way that I'm investing my money. Because you know why, Ron?
Why?
It's their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have the authority and the ability and the power to be able to invest it the way that they want to invest it. They shouldn't have to worry that they're investing in something that just doesn't fit their, you know, their social, you know, makeup, their social feeling. So in the case of designing a portfolio, there's three things we do very well. One thing is we know how to create a portfolio that manages risk efficiently, because we're constantly stress testing all the portfolios we have, all of our existing clients, all the people we meet from the radio program here. We stress test these portfolios. The second thing we know how to do, we know how to create income. We know how when we retire from whatever job we're in and we've lost that paycheck, we know how to replace that paycheck with income so that we're not having to sell to create that income check. And the last thing we know how to do is we really know how to structure a portfolio based on the feelings of our listeners. So when someone comes in and says, this is how I feel about investing, this is what I worry about, this is what I like, this is what I dislike, we know how to design it and customize it to fit their feelings. You know why? Because if we don't fit their feelings, they're not going to be happy ultimately. It'd be like me trying to, you know, ram a square peg in a round hole, and it's just not going to work. So if you feel like right now you may be working with someone who doesn't do all of that for you, doesn't know how to create income, doesn't know how to manage the risk and volatility, doesn't know how to put together a portfolio based on how you feel, or maybe you've never expressed how you feel to somebody and you just want to do that, feel free to call into the radio program and set 1 hour aside for you to have an appointment, and we'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you, just a chat, and just talk with you about how you're investing today and how you really feel. And then we can do a complimentary analysis to see if you're matching how you feel. If it's not, then we can sit there and literally tell you how to fix it. And that's the good news. This is what drives us. Our passion is fixing portfolios that we know are doomed, fixing portfolios that have mistakes, fixing portfolios that have so much volatility and so many holes in it that when the next downturn happens, and you may not even know it's going to happen, fixing it before it happens. That's what drives us. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Pete Townsend has smashed more than 90 guitars in his WHO career, including at least 23 Fender Stratocasters, 12 Gibson Les Pauls, and 21 Gibson SGs. And our local financial maestros all around the country have smashed the fees in hundreds of portfolios to save their clients thousands of dollars. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
Thanks for listening to Creative Financial Partners on the Financial Symphony today. We have Tim Croak and Rob Davis. I'm Rod Stutz. Thanks for being on the show with us. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That's your number to call. I'll give you that number right out of the gate because you don't have to wait until the end of the show. You can go ahead and call right now and beat the rush. A lot of callers decide to make that phone call when the show ends, but you can go ahead and do it right now. 800-373-9715. It's time for the request line portion of our show. And guys, we have a question from Tom in Holland. Tom says, my wife is 11 years younger than I am, and I want to make sure that I'm doing everything to make sure she's okay financially after I'm gone, since she's probably going to outlive me by several years. What should I do? And who wants to take that question?
I'll take that one. Tom, I tell you, that's a pretty common question and issue that folks have is, hey, there's an age spread in our marriage, and that's kind of an important thing when it comes to retirement, because there's a good possibility one or both of you might live into your 90s or longer, and if there's a spouse that's significantly older or younger, that can create some planning issues. The good thing is, Tom, is that it certainly can be addressed. Our Money Map planning process is a fully comprehensive program that we will put our clients through, and we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you about your specific situation, because, you know, it matters that age different matters a lot of different ways in life insurance, for example, in income planning, especially when there's like a pension involved or Social Security involved, and the timing of when you can turn all these things on. And if you're lucky enough to have a pension, what pension box should you check? That could be a significant decision to make, especially if there's an age spread in the marriage. So those are things that we handle on a regular basis. You know, you're not odd or out of the box for having that sort of situation. We see them all the time. The important thing is to bring it up as a concern. Come on in, talk to us, and we'd be happy to let you know a couple of options and a couple of ideas on how to potentially plan for that in the future.
All right, Rob, thank you very much. And we're going to throw this next question at Tim Croak. And this one comes in from Alicia in Sylvania. Alicia says, I recently attended a dinner seminar to learn about trusts and estate planning. Would you agree that most people need a trust of some kind?
Hi, Alicia. I love this question because I'm a big fan of trusts. And I don't want to say everybody needs them, but I can tell you three quick ideas for why you might need them. The first is a living trust will help you avoid probate. And normally there's a lot of time considerations and cost considerations in the probate process. Anything that doesn't have a beneficiary designation that you own will go through probate to get that to the next generation, and a trust will avoid that whole thing, which is great. People don't think too much about the second idea, which is estate taxes anymore, but you got to remember, under Bill Clinton when he was president, our estate tax exclusion was only $600,000. So if you wanted to leave more of an estate than $600,000 to the next generation, then you had a significant estate tax to pay. Well, that exclusion amount has risen to $5.4 million, but chances are that that exclusion allowance is going to go back down, and you're going to want to be looking at a trust to help offset that. And the other need is you want to use a trust for control issues. For example, if you've got a substantial estate and you want to leave that to your children, do you also want to leave that to your children's spouses? Or do you have a little bit of a fear that maybe your daughter, who's in love with the husband now, he might end up being a jerk, and you want to protect against the jerk son-in-law? And so what a trust will do is let you control those assets beyond the grave, have the income from the assets paid to your daughter, and, you know, for as long as she wants, and maybe even onto her kids. But the actual corpus, or the asset itself, could be liquidated to the grandkids, so it effectively avoids that jerk son-in-law. So there's a lot of fun things and really good ideas with the use of trust. And if you have any interest at all, I would encourage you to explore that.
Here's your number again if you'd like to call in and make an appointment. You know, they can give you all kinds of really good advice on the radio here, but it has to be of a generic nature. Can't really give you any investment advice or anything like that. Or certainly, they can't talk about your individual situation. And we're all different. That's why it's so important for you to go ahead and make that phone call, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715, your Financial Symphony number. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and write it down, 1-800-373-9715. Free call from wherever you are. Again, on the show today, Rob Davis and Tim Croak. I'm Ron Stutz. One more request line question here from Harris in Bowling Green. And Harris says, I feel like I'm constantly bombarded with marketing messages that are pushing one financial product or another. Of course, good marketing can make anything sound appealing, so how am I supposed to tell which products are good and which ones are bad?
You know, there is a lot of marketing directed at retirees and pre-retirees, and they're, you know, these folks are getting, you know, things in their mailbox every single day. They're hearing things on, you know, the TV and online, and, you know, it's very confusing. Even if you try to do your research and you try to, you know, look things up online or try to determine what's good and what's bad, most things that you type into Google are going to have a lot of people saying, gosh, that thing's the worst thing in the world, and you're going to have some folks to say, I'm so glad I bought that. It's the best thing ever. And the fact of the matter, Harris, is you really are going to have a really hard time trying to decide which of these marketing things is the real deal. So one of the things I would tell you is relax. You don't have to do it on your own. And that's one of the things that we do. We are an independent firm. We don't work for a bank or an insurance company or an investment company. You know, we work for our clients, and we're independent, so we can wade through all the options that are out there and really present you with, you know, the products and the strategies that fit your needs. And it never starts when you come in to talk to us. It's not going to start with a marketing presentation or a product pitch, because that's just not where we start. You know, we have a very comprehensive process called the Money Map process. And, you know, the first thing you do is sit down and talk to us and determine if we might be compatible and we could work together. But there's a lot of fact finding involved. We learn a lot about you and your situation and what you have going on. And, you know, as far as the products, what's good and what's bad, you know, we definitely back into that at some point, but we're not in favor of one thing versus the other. And we really try to use the tool that best, you know, fits for the job that we're trying to do. And that is not for everyone. You know, Harris, you're getting the same mail as your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and the people in Toledo and the people in Sylvania and all over. And it's not an individual discussion. It's just a marketing message. So come on in. meet with us. It's a complimentary conversation, and we can explain to you how the process works and how you might benefit from that.
Yeah, let me just add this, too. If the pitches that you're listening to are fear-based, that, hey, the sky is falling, the world's going to end, that is situation number one where you want to run for the hills and don't even listen. The second situation is if they're pressuring you to buy now because the opportunity is only going to be open for a limited period of time, or, you know, the opportunity is going to go away, that's another situation where you just want to run for the hills. What Rob and I would like you to do is to invest an hour and come to our office in Perrysburg, and let's talk, and we'll really explain the process to you so you can kind of get it ingrained into your system a little bit and see if there's a fit, if it's something that is comfortable and that it would motivate you to move ahead. We've got really, really good coffee, and we've got cool little cookies out front, and so you'll actually get fed, and I think you'll really have an enjoyable conversation with us.
The really good cookies sound good, and certainly I know the coffee is good as well. So here's your number to call if you'd like to come in for a visit. And again, as these guys say, they're not trying to sell you anything. They just want to have a conversation. And 800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. Just call that number. Make yourself an appointment. Leave your contact information. Make an appointment and then come in and have that face-to-face talk. 800-373-9715. Talk with Tim Croak or Rob Davis or Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners, and they can help you make sure you're maximizing all your opportunities. I want to give that number one more time to put it out there. 1-800-373-9715. Guys, always fun to be with you on the show, and I know you're going to have a great week, and so are your listeners if they make that phone call.
Yep, thanks, Ron. It's nice being here.
Thank you.
Rob Davis and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners. I'm Ron Stutz. Thank you for listening to the Financial Symphony.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Emeritus Investment Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Representatives of AIC do not provide tax or